You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Our weekly chat with Andrew Little is back. This week, Tuva'a chats with the Health Minister about new investment into harm reduction for gambling, as well as flu jabs being expanded to children and people with mental health issues and how the flu is straining our hospitals. Here's that piece now.
This week, you announced that a significant investment is going to be made by the government to prevent and minimise harm caused by gambling. What does the investment include and why has the government decided to act on this now?
I think gambling is a real issue in a lot of communities. That we've increased the what we spend on by about $15 million to $76 million a year. One of the big challenges with dealing with gambling addiction is the shame that is often associated with it. People who have a gambling addiction know they've got it, don't know how to deal with it. Families are often struggling to deal with it as well. And so the purpose of the additional funding is to adopt programs and train the gambling addiction workforce in ways to help people overcome just that initial shame of getting help, of acknowledging that they need help. So a lot more culturally appropriate support. We know that gambling addiction is a big problem in communities like in Māori and Pacific and others, and that's where that sense of shame, I think, runs deepest and is a real barrier to people getting the help that they need.
And who is eligible for these initiatives?
Well, anybody with a gambling problem, a gambling addiction, and the symptoms are usually pretty simple. If people are, spending disproportionate sums of money on gambling, whether it's at the TAB or even lotto tickets or the slot machines or whatever, then actually there's possibly a problem here. People are spending a lot of hours if they're finding they're neglecting family relationships, personal friendships and what have you, in order to go off to try and get the big win. It probably means they've got a problem. So there's a bit of public education too about giving families who are worried about a family member or a friend who might have a gambling addiction the means to sort of intervene and try and get them the help that they need.
Was this investment into harm caused by gambling, was this part of the budget 2022, or is this sort of a separate piece of money being pumped into this?
Yeah, this is. I mean, we fund this through the gambling levy. So, casinos, TAB, and what have you, the revenue they generate, there's a levy attached to it. We increased that so that we could spend a little more on gambling harm reduction. So this is not something we put taxpayer money into. This comes out of people who are already, having or doing gambling activities. For a lot of people, they can do those things, put a bet on at the TAB, buy a lotto ticket, what have you. It's no big deal. They don't have a gambling problem. There are some people for whom this becomes a fixation and an addiction and therefore need help. But it's the rest of the gambling community, if you like, who ends up funding people who have gambling addictions.
As well as this announcement, you said that the government will now widen access to free flu vaccinations to children aged 3 to 12 and to people with serious mental health or addiction needs. Why were these groups of people chosen for a free flu shot?
We found that with the sort of spike in flu infections in the last sort of month or 6 weeks is that actually children are registering pretty high numbers. In effect, some of the people being admitted to hospital are children, very quite young children. So we wanted to extend the free flu jab to them. I mean, children not only get it, but they are big sort of carriers of it as well and end up infecting other people. For those with mental health conditions, often they struggle to get, and often struggle to get a lot of health care that they need. And we wanted to make sure that that community could keep itself safe from infection too. So look, we just need to make it as easy as possible for people to get it. So we've extended it there. We broadened eligibility for the flu jab this winter season beyond anything we've done before. But given the high prevalence of it just in the last few weeks, we needed to do more. So this is where we've gone with this.
Obviously, we are having a record flu season this winter with a big uptake in hospitalisations. Why doesn't the government make the flu vaccine available to all New Zealanders, wouldn't that be the best way to reduce hospitalisations of people with the flu and put less strain on the health system?
Look, we always knew we were going to have a bumper flu season. That's why we increased the number of flu jabs that we're administering. Normally in a year, we'd order about 1.4 million flu jabs. We'd probably use 1.3 million of them, or just a little more, have a little bit left over. This year, we ordered 2 million, and we've never, ever kind of tried to immunise the entire population against flu. For a lot of people, they actually don't need a flu jab. Vulnerable parts of the population, you do want to, and that's why we made more available. We also don't know, actually, but the a lot of people get a flu jab through their employer and through sort of private means. We don't quite know what those sorts of numbers are. We thought that by planning for 2 million flu jabs, you know, through the public health system, and the way that we're doing, is that that would be enough to cover for what would be a bumper flu season. I mean, if we have had more flu, I think more people are getting more sick with flu this season. We've still got a ways to go. We've had over a million flu jabs administered so far. We want to get a lot more, and so we've taken the steps that we've had. But we've never had kind of 100% cover for flu. We've never made it 100% freely available. People who can't get a flu jab through public health means, many have got it through through other means, mainly their employer up to now.
Last week, Dr. Shane Reti of the National Party said that you were, quote, dreaming if you think the health system is not in crisis. You acknowledged that the system was under pressure and you said, we do have a staffing shortage. We also have a flu season at a level that we haven't seen for the past couple of years. And we have staff absenteeism at a level that we have never experienced before. Would increasing flu shots to greater, not necessarily the whole population, but to more groups of the population, would that help alleviate the pressure that we're seeing on the health system, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. And actually, one of the groups is actually health workers themselves. One of the policy changes we made was to make sure that there were free flu jabs available to every health worker, both in the public and the private sector. We've seen just over 50%, or about 54% of the health workforce have got their flu jab. I'm a bit surprised that it's at that level. Normally we get it up to around sort of 70%. So I certainly said to DHBs a couple of weeks ago to do everything they can to make sure that the health workers that they employ are getting access to those flu immunisations. But yeah, that would make a difference. And I think the health system has been under pressure, and some hospitals have been under extraordinary pressure. There are some hospitals that haven't had the same pressures that, for example, Middlemore or Capital & Coast have had. And so, look, it's variable across the country. And so I'm very cautious about saying an entire system is in crisis. We've got, and we still have within our system, there's remedial measures we can take to alleviate the pressure. And those steps have been taken by health managers, and that's the right thing to do. And I've just got to be very careful that we don't buy into, talking in a way that means that people think twice about whether they go to a hospital or get the health care that they need. If people are unwell, we've got to make sure that they're getting the health care that they need.
That was Tuva'a speaking to Andrew Little.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.